The life of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was a great bounty for this world. His martyrdom was a great tragedy for the entire ummah, as it marked the beginning of various trials and fitnas that was to come to this ummah. Nabi Salaam had prophesied the martyrdom of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, Nabi Salaam was standing on Mount Uhud together with Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Uthman. This huge mountain began to shake. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then instructed the mountain and said, O Uhud, uthbut, stay firm. Fama alayka illa nabiyun aw siddiqun aw shahidan. That there's only a Nabi on you, a Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and two shaheeds, Umar and Uthman. And amazing, knowing this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu would make the dua, Allahumma rizqni shahadatan fi sabirik, waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulik. O Allah, bless me with martyrdom in your path, and make my demise in the city of your Rasul. So Sayyidina Umar made the dua for martyrdom in the blessed city of Medina, something that obviously outwardly seemed impossible, as martyrdom was normally received on the battlefield. And there was no battles fought in Medina Munawwara, not even in the vicinity of Medina Munawwara. However, Allah Rabbul Izzah is all-powerful, answered his dua and blessed him with both martyrdom and the honor of being buried in Madinatul Munawwara alongside Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala made it work out for Sayyidina Umar in such a way that perhaps there was no greater martyrdom in the history of Islam than the martyrdom of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He was stabbed while leading the Fajr Salah in Masjid Nabawi, and this ultimately led to his death. What a remarkable death. On one occasion, while Sayyidina Umar was addressing the Sahaba radiallahu anhu on the minbar, he said, there is a place in Jannah which has 500 doors, and by each door there are 5,000 hurs, and this palace is reserved for a Nabi. He turned his head towards the blessed grave of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, O dweller of this grave, glad tidings upon to you. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu continued, O a Siddiq. He then looked towards the grave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and said, glad tidings to you, O Abu Bakr. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, O a martyr. He then said, addressing himself, how are you going to get martyrdom? Sayyidina Umar thereafter uttered a very significant statement. He said, that being who brought me from Makkah to Medina has the ability of bringing martyrdom to me right here in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar imparted a very great lesson to this ummah, that we should turn to Allah in dua for all our needs and wishes, and should persist in our dua without losing hope. When a person has his gaze on Allah with the hope of the assistance of Allah, then Allah makes it happen for that person, in spite of it being or seeming impossible. Sometimes we have the desire to do a noble act and we think to ourselves, how is it going to happen? Our duty is to make the effort, cry and beg for its acceptance. Allah Rabbul Izzah will grant it for us. And if it still does not materialize, Allah will definitely reward us for our noble intentions. On one occasion, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu related a dream to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when a rooster had come and pecked him twice or thrice. He thereafter said to them, I feel that the dream is indicating to the end of my life. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Shari radiallahu anhu also saw a dream which indicated to the imminent demise of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. The Majusi slave of Sayyidina Mughira bin Shu'bah, Firouz Abu Lu'lu, once came to complain to Sayyidina Umar, saying, my master has asked me to do some trade and give him 4 dirhams every day. This is too difficult for me because I do not earn so much. Sayyidina Umar then asked him regarding what work he was involved in, and replied that his work was to make hand mills. Abu Lu'lu was making other things as well, but he concealed them from Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar then asked him, how long does it take you to make the mill and how much do you sell it for? So doing the math, Sayyidina Umar said to him, in actual fact, your master is asking very little from you. Be good to him and pay him the amount that he's asking you. Although Sayyidina Umar told him this, he had decided himself that he will still go and intercede on his behalf by the master, despite the amount being so little. But Abu Lu'lu became very upset and he exclaimed, "This man is just to everyone else except me." A point of note is that even the murder of Sayyidina Umar recognized the justice that he had towards his people. And before he could leave, Sayyidina Umar asked him, "How could you please make, can you please make hand mill for me?" And the slave replied that, "I will make for you such a mill which will be the talk of the town." And when he left, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked Sayyidina Ali with some concern, "What do you make of the statement of his?" And Sayyidina Ali replied, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, he has just threatened you." And Sayyidina Umar remarked, "Allah will suffice for us, for me in this regard." And after this episode, Firoz Abu Lu'lu went and designed a special dagger which had two tips. He then poisoned it and came for Fajr Salah one day. Amir al-Mu'mineen was then stabbed. What had happened was that Amr ibn Maymun radiallahu narrates that between Sayyidina Umar and I was only Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas. As was the habit of Sayyidina Umar, he walked through the rows, straightening it with his sword. He then returned to his place and barely started his salah when he shouted out, "The dog has killed me." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu then pulled Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf forward to continue with the salah and completed it very quickly. Only those who were very close to him saw what happened. And those standing on the sides of the masjid never knew what was taking place besides them no longer hearing the voice of Sayyidina Umar. So they began to shout out, "Subhanallah, Subhanallah." And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu then took Sayyidina Umar to their home or one of the houses. After stabbing Sayyidina Umar, Abu Lu'lu tried to escape while stabbing 13 others as well. And from these 13, 7 had become martyrs. Finally, someone from the congregation threw a shawl over him. And when he realized he was caught, there was no escape. He committed suicide by stabbing himself. This is what happened in that fatal incident. Indeed, every person with iman who hears this incident boils with fury for this Majusi murderer who brought an end to such a great rule of Islam, a Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. However, there are so-called Muslims in the so-called Muslim country who would celebrate the martyrdom of Sayyidina Umar until recently at a place which they regard as a tomb of Firoz Abu Lu'lu, which they called Baba Shujauddin, the brave warrior of Deen. How can such a people even be regarded as Muslims? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's womb was extremely deep, and when he drank anything, it came out from his wound on his stomach. And hence the people realized Sayyidina Umar would not be able to pull through, and it would lead to his demise. They were thus severely affected, and it seemed as if they, you know, this great calamity had just struck them at that moment. And during this period, various people would come to Sayyidina Umar, and some important incidents had taken place. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was very close to Sayyidina Umar, was the first to come to Sayyidina Umar. Upon entering, he gave him the glad tidings of Jannah. And on account of this, his lengthy relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his justice in running the affairs of the Muslimin, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu answered him in the following words and said, "You are giving me the glad tidings of Jannah, whereas by the oath of Allah, if I owned the entire world, I would have given it as ransom for the horrors that are to come until I know my position in the Akhirah. As for my running the affairs of the Mu'mineen, I just hope that I break even. Neither am I rewarded nor punished for that. What you have mentioned with regards to my companionship of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then yes, I have hope that it will be a means of my salvation." Despite Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu's position as the second greatest man after the Anbiya, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu remained fearful of Allah. in those final moments. Yet today, in spite of the sins we commit on a daily basis, many of the major sins, we behave as we are confirmed Jannatis. You know, there's also other incidents that occurred at this point. During this period, a youngster visited Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And this youngster who came to Sayyidina Umar, he said, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, rejoice over glad tidings from Allah. You are a Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You accepted Islam in the very early stages. You were thereafter appointed as the Khalifa and exercised justice. You will shortly pass away as a master." When Sayyidina Umar heard this, he remarked, "I wish that all these aspects that you've mentioned assist me to just break even, so that there's neither for me or against me, nor anything in my favor." When the youngster turned to leave, Sayyidina Umar noticed his lower garment was hanging below his ankles, touching the ground. Sayyidina Umar immediately ordered him to be brought back, after which he said, "O nephew, raise your lower garment, for it is cleaner for your clothing and is a means of adopting fear of Allah. Keeping the pants above the ankles for men is an important part of deen." And even when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was wounded, in his final moments, ensured that he corrected the youngster whose garment was below his ankles. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, on that night Sayyidina Umar was stabbed. Sayyidina Miswar ibn Makhrama also came to see him. On entering him, he found Sayyidina Umar covered with a sheet, unconscious. Sayyidina Miswar asked him, "How is he?" And they replied, "He is as you can see." Sayyidina Miswar thus advised them, "Waking him up by calling him for salah, as there's nothing that you can awaken him for that is more urgent and important to him than salah." And accepting the suggestion, they said, "Salah, O Amir al-Mu'mineen." And as soon as they said that, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu woke up and he said, "By Allah, there is no share in Islam for one who neglects his salah." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu thereafter performed his salah while blood flowed from his wound. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu truly understood the value and the importance of salah in Islam and in the life of a mu'min. And even in his final moments, when his wound was flowing with blood, ensured that he performed salah. In fact, even mentioned that a person who next lacks salah, there's no share in Islam for that person. The fear of missing salah was so strong that Sayyidina Umar, that they used to call for salah to revive him from his unconscious state. You know, there's a stark contrast between the values of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and the values found today, where the azan is left to fall on dead ears or deaf ears, and no attention is paid to that. So these are some important lessons that we can derive from the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu.